Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. So, social media. What does social media have to do with the Tour de France? Well, you know the Tour de France, the 99th tour, is actually going on right now. And it's underway, and it's the pinnacle of bike racing. I mean, if you watch any of it, you hear them talk about all the other races, not only in Europe, the Italian race, the Spanish race, etc. Many races in America. There's also races, really all over the world. But the Tour de France is the pinnacle. It is the creme de la creme of bike races. And I think you and I, as small business owners, can learn a lot from the Tour, but mostly from the way the teams execute their strategy. Now, if you watch the race, that's what you watch for. Not just the riders, but the way the teams mount their attacks and the way they do what they do. So if you've seen this, you've seen where some competitor, some rider, some bike rider, or maybe even a group of them break away, call a breakaway, and they leave behind the peloton. You know, the peloton, that's the big group. That's the large group of bikers called the peloton. Well, they break away and leave them behind. They go off the front, as they say. Whereupon, one of the commentators of the race will say, well, somebody better chase him down or chase them down before they get out of sight and then they win the race. And that is, if you watch this, you've seen the peloton eventually sort of bring the breakaway back into the peloton. Or maybe they don't. But the chasing down only happens. They only go after them when it's clear that that breakaway has the legs to actually pull it off. And they make sure they don't go after it unless they make sure that it isn't going to, that the breakaway isn't going to fizzle back into the pack. And because making a counter move on something like that, on an ill-advised breakaway, just wastes energy by the peloton. So whenever something new comes to the marketplace, our response should be to determine, like the peloton, if this breakaway, this shiny new object, has any legs, or if it's an ill-advised breakaway. Wise managers don't chase fads. So 3 years ago, more than 3 years ago, right here on the show, I predicted that while social media was a craze, especially in those days, that it would not be a fad. I meant that when the dust settles on the hype about the new rules, that we would be left with something more intuitive to a business than what I consider to be an unfortunate term, social media. And we would be left with productive and powerful new tools. And in other words, that I felt that the rules were not going to change so much because it's still connected with customers. But we would have some new tools to be able to reach them. And that's what I think we have right now. These tools are powerful because they help our small businesses create online customer communities. You heard me talk about that before. I don't like the term social media. I prefer, for business purposes, to say creating online customer communities. And so they're powerful because they help us do that, these new tools, new social media tools, the platforms, Facebook, Twitter, etc. And they're productive because anyone can use them without spending a lot of precious capital. It's almost free. There's time involved. There might be some expense involved. You may be paying somebody to help you with this. But the expense for the impact, if you do it right, is very, really very low. The barrier to entry is very low. So we wanted to know, once again, we did this a while back, but we wanted to poll our audience, our small business audience, on where they were with keeping the social media breakaway leaders, the people who are really adopting this. How are you guys doing at keeping them in sight? So recently we asked it, last week actually, we asked this question. How much of a commitment has your business made toward a social media strategy? Here's what we were told. 13% of our respondents said, we have a social media strategy and it's working. A successful social media strategy. 13%. And almost 40% said, we have a social media strategy, but we're not sure if it's working. So over 50% said, we have a social media strategy, but the vast majority said they weren't sure if it was working. But 31% said that about their social media that they can't seem to make it happen. They can't seem to get a social media strategy going. Almost a third said that. But the rest of them, a smaller group, only about one-fifth said, we're doing nothing with social media and we're doing it on purpose. They don't have anything to do with social media. So about half of our audience has a plan which is working to some degree. About half either can't get one going or doesn't want one. So every day that goes by, qualified prospects will increasingly come from online activity, folks, whether that's from social media, from mobile, using mobile, whatever. Every day, an increased number of prospects for you is going to come from online activity, including from communities that you join and that you build. And more of it's going to come from that, and every day that happens, less and less of your prospects are going to come from the traditional ways that we done business all those years. The good news is you don't have to win the social media race, but you do have to participate. And like almost half of our survey respondents, you must keep the leaders in sight. Now that's the key. You don't have to be the best at social media. You don't have to be great. You don't have to have articles written about you. You don't have to write books about it. You do have to participate. But if you're like half of our survey, you're struggling with the social media strategy, my recommendation, hire a 20-something to help you. I'm serious. I promise, trust me on this one, they can help you with that. You don't have to win the social media race, but you do have to keep the winners in sight. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. More to come after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.